with networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more. Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You know they do. You don't know they do.
No.
We haven't talked about this.
No, I've never.
When
known
you
this.
Sit at Houston's
so
at the bar,
so it's in your glass.
You're half full.
Okay, they pour it back in the shaker.
Yeah.
Wowza.
And sometimes change glasses. Most times. So now you have a new martini glass. That's now that way. The second half of your drink is as cold as the first half. Right.
This is earth breaking.
It was funny because they wrote an article about that company in Bon Appetit magazine, and the guy who wrote it was taking his wife to Houston. She's like, we live in New York City. There's 10,000 restaurants. Why are we going to go to Houston's? It's a chain. And as soon as that happened for them at the bar, she was like, okay, now I understand.
I wonder
we're
why
in a special
more,
place. I know.
More places don't do that.
You know what the sidecar is when you have a martini? They have a little side thing because you can't get it all the way to the top. Mm-hmm. Anyways, my point is they just do everything right over there. But I may meet my daughter or somebody for lunch there. And then that would leave a complete – then it'd be like I was married to Houston's, but then all of a sudden if I go at lunchtime, now I'm free to date anybody.
This is beautiful. You
right?
got a twofer.
I'm free to date anybody. And the other thing, Houston's, you can't sit more than four people. So I have other folks that want to meet me. If I go somewhere else, there'll be a lot more places. So listen, everybody's got their cross to bear. There's huge decisions in the world, right? Where are you going to college? Who are you going to marry? Where are you going to live? Do you take that job? Everybody's got big decisions, probably, though, none bigger than where I'm going to have dinner. So let me just work through that over the next 2 hours.
Okay, I'm just saying. And I wonder if you're going to hurt some feelers out there. Like, if you don't go to this one or that, it's almost like you got to be careful.
It's like it's all of a sudden I'm putting my dating business out there.
Wait.
Right? What do they say about Atlanta? Why the players didn't want to sign here? Because now you got your
side pieces in Atlanta.
So yeah. I have all these side piece chefs, and now I'm going to offend somebody or whatever. But anyways, we have fun. Great to be here on my birthday, and great show ahead. You're in town for the next couple of nights, correct?
That's correct. And last night I watched the first two seasons of Cube Quarterback 2.
First two episodes
of the new season.
It would be the episodes. So, what does that mean? When do you say?
It is so good. And Kirk Cousins.
Entertaining and well done.
Brilliantly done. Each of these characters, Jared Goff and his wife, are a whole subplot. Adorable, lovely, nice. He's going to walk away the winner of this thing. Joe Burrow is so interesting, from playing the piano to his obsession with fashion to he was equally as good as basketball player as football. His father was a coach at Ohio University of football. His mother started when he was this high, taking him to all the sports. I mean, it was just really
good behind the
scenes.
So what is it you love most? So that with all the Netflix documentaries that now, you know, when we were in our 20s and 30s, HBO owned sports documentaries. Ross Greenberg was the gentleman's name. Inside the NFL was on there. They had any documentary they touched was gold, right? And I'll try to remember the best ones. But now, Netflix, right? So Netflix has the NASCAR. Netflix has F1. Netflix has the golf. Netflix has the tennis. Now they have, I just heard, a great one for Tour de France. They're just absolutely committed. Something I've always said, well, you want great stories, just cover sports. Like, there's storylines all the time. It's the best reality show. They get that. The best reality shows are covering, you know, sports.
And it's the devil's in the details with this stuff, including music that's playing on the field and how it ties in. Specifically, this is one of Kirk Cousins' favorite songs. Their comeback against New Orleans. They started playing in the Superdome. I Won't Back Down from Tom Petty. And he looks over and he goes, this is my song.
So why is Kirk Cousins in the Superdome in week two?
Was it here or was it away? I thought it was away.
Yeah, but away was week 10. We talked about it all day yesterday.
Okay, so it was here. Okay, oh, they were against playing the Saints. Here. Sorry, they're playing it here. And
I think it was probably them doing a montage about his music, because the Saints' first two games of the year were Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and then we came home and played the Chiefs.
Yeah, so it was one of the scenes
montages of, how important music is. But what do you love most about the series? Like, overall, what is it? Just the access is so great? Is it that it's filmed so well? I mean, why is QB so good?
Well, that's why I guess I brought up the music. The details that they go into, including like Joe Burrow when he first fell in love with the piano and he takes you to his first practice. And, I mean, the producing of these
The highest level production, which is Omaha Productions.
It's Patrick Mahomes, y'all, is involved with his new company. He is the executive producer. He is top billing when you'll see the names coming in back. Yeah, it's just incredible. Kirk Cousins is the most likable human being on earth. And once you see the headlines and then you see the show, I believe you're going to feel different, because he's just the golly gee guy that he is. I don't think he
And it looked authentic, his likability factor, right?
In my opinion.
He's
absolutely
not playing for the cameras. I saw the cuts of him going through his notebooks from, you know, 13 years in the league and mapping out every play and every defensive coordinator. And I thought it was interesting.
I'm talking about the stuff in his backyard with his kids.
Yeah.
And he's a big dork, and he loves it. He loves to bring up his haircut at Supercuts. He is fabulous at, on the field, when the DJ from the Falcons come over and says it's White Women Wednesday. And he's like, well, let's talk about this. And he just starts sparring with his teammates on white women music, from Celine Dion to Taylor Swift to Miley Cyrus.
Let me ask you the question, though. Back to yesterday. Why did he have to do the show? Because when I see these cuts, I don't think he's not entertaining. I just think you did the show. Just focus on football, not on knowing the cameras are on you, not on cameras in your house, talking about all these other things. Why did he have to do the show? He loves the attention of you're the greatest guy ever, right?
Probably.
He loves it.
And the producers knew what they're getting. Like, he's probably the easiest to deal with, and he's interesting and funny. I'd love to hear if you guys saw it, what you thought. Jared Goff, y'all, wow. And we're all in love with him.
What are you saying? Wow. What are you saying?
He's the nicest, funny, grateful.
Easiest to root for.
Yeah. And he basically is like the Rams. There was no phone call. I got no communication.
Yeah, Sean McVay blamed him for why they lost the Super Bowl, that he's not good enough, and they got rid of him right after.
It's good. Right? It's good how they go there.
So,
yeah.
Well, I am anxious to hear other folks that have watched it.
And this was just the first two. It's
so you
good.
Watched two of them last mm-hmm. night.
Yeah.
All right. The headline was ESPN all day long, and I was watching PTI, Will Bond and Kornheiser. It's all about Falcons misled yeah. Kirk Cousins. So that will be a story, whether you like it or not, in the city of Atlanta. Speaking of a story you don't like, I got one for you right at the top of 9 at 9.
Bo, our teammate here, said, I'm going to stay up and watch it. I thought of you last night when it got to be about 10:25 and it pretty much was over.
Yeah, you did not stay up to the end of that one.
You stayed up to the very end.
What's going on?
Why would you torture yourself
like that? That's Meshuggah.
So about the fourth inning, Braves game loses the volume. Quarterback gets the volume.
Oh, okay.
So what did you think of QB? Watched like the first three episodes, and Braves were just kind of there in the background.
What did you think of QB? What did you
think? Oh, I enjoy it. I'm a huge Joe Burrow fan. You know, I like LSU, the fact that they covered. LSU. You know, when the Bengals played the Commanders, it was LSU quarterback versus LSU quarterback, Heisman winners. You know, and then Joey B loses. It's just tough to see them go through that. Such a great team as the Bengals. That's exactly what the Braves are going
through.
Great team. Why
yeah,
do y'all suck?
Yeah.
How'd they lose to the Patriots in week one?
Yeah.
That's the worst loss Joe Burrow's ever had.
The season they went through. Like, I didn't even realize.
And then they got hot at
the
end.
Here.
Yeah.
Had you heard that?
It's so funny because you're sitting there watching for Joe Burrow because you're an LSU fan.
Joe Burrow and
also
Chase.
Kirk Cousins. But there are a lot of, outside of Kirk, there are a lot of entertaining things.
Great storylines you can enjoy. Braves were down 10-0 early in that game. They get absolutely smoked, and Ronald Acuna scratched.
That was really the bigger headline about 30 minutes prior to that Ronald's not in the lineup. He was working out and tweaked his back. So we'll see how that all goes. But, yeah, bad to worse. It's the bad news Braves. Oy, they will go again tonight. Bryce Elder is on the mound. Didier Fuentes is over. It's over. The experiment is over. So Jesse Chavez comes up and gives up two home runs, one of which is a grand slam. I mean, it's terrible. I guess that's it. Wimbledon, we want to tell you in 30 minutes. Ben Shelton is going to go at 9:30.
I mean, dude, this is – Djokovic is playing this morning. Shelton's playing this morning. Both in the is this the semis? Yeah.
Ben's this is the quarter.
Oh, the quarters. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The quarters, right?
Yeah.
Because breakfast is Wimbledon's on Sunday, so the semis are Friday, and then the finals are Sunday. Yeah, American tennis front and center. That's great stuff. I mean, we got Hawks stories for you, but we'll just wait till after the break. The Hawks have spoken. Newest members, general manager. There's just great conversation. Some guy walked out to me last night. Where was I? Oh, I was at Joey D's Oak Room in Dunwoody. Some guy grabs my shoulder and goes, who's better next year, Atlanta Hawks or Atlanta Falcons? I said, well, I gave him an answer, but you have to wait 5 minutes, and I'll give you mine on the air. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. So it's a Wednesday morning in the great city of Atlanta.
In
the great voice of the steakhouse, because it has my name on the moniker.
Mm-hmm.
What's great, I get to do it for 5 days. Normally I only get Sandy for three. I get Rusty for one. I get Drew for one. This week, Sandy's giving me the whole week. Is that like a birthday gift?
It is. It's a gift that keeps on giving. So, y'all, Friday morning, 9 to 11, I think it's going to be a really special show. John Gordon, who I've known for years, is one of the great motivation speakers, and I love his books. They are an easy read, and you walk away, learn something, and motivated.
John Gordon owned Park Bench in Buckhead mm-hmm. at the height of Buckhead. And I knew him super well and was just a great dude. I think he went to Cornell and played lacrosse or whatever it is. And, like, he leaves Atlanta, and next thing you know, he's an author. I was like, why is the owner of Park Bench and Buckhead an author and motivational speaker? Like, next thing you know, he's got 15 books. Mm-hmm. He has been in every NFL team. He's like a college team.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Smith and him have written multiple books together. He writes about leadership, teamwork. He writes great stuff about his wife, we'll talk about, I guess, who has been sober for a certain amount of years. You read that whole backstory. About what she came from. I mean, he's just become a superstar and not easy to get. And I think you'll hear for 2 hours a guy that we've known a long time that his career has blown up. And his book, The Energy Bus, one of the most famous motivational leadership books. So he's coming in Friday. That's why Sandy is working Friday, because she set all that up, as she does so often. So we get 4 days of Miss Sandy. And Rusty's at the beach anyway. I mean,
Rusty's now chapter two of breaking down Missouri's offensive line.
Yeah.
So he's very
He's getting himself dialed in for SEC media days, you know. He's got his, the old magazine, Phil Steele. He's sitting out on a balcony in
Panama City.
Mm-hmm. City, and he's getting himself ready. So Sandy's here the entire week. We get our 2 hours, and we appreciate you making this radio station the highest rated that's ever been in the history of sports talk radio. So that's a great thing for the format, home of the Hawks, home of United, and home of the Atlanta Falcons. There's so many storylines going on around all of it. We'll tell you more about All-Star Game weekend. Brave struggles are immense. Beyonce in town, all those things are coming up. But
so fun.
You talk about the world of sports. I always like to say, not unlike Wall Street or your 401k or your investments with Jerry, who lives down the street and handles your portfolio, stocks are up and down, man. Who are you investing in? And right now, the stocks on the Atlanta Hawks, in terms of the public, right? What's the public feel about that stock? Oh, my God. If the public is measured by NBA insiders looking at the offseason, here's not something you thought you'd hear too often. The Atlanta Hawks have won the offseason. They've won the offseason. They've recreated their team. They have added pieces. They have added depth. They made great savvy moves prior to Ancie Salah taking over as general manager. They drafted Risa Shea, which worked out. They traded for Dyson Daniels and were able to dump DeJounte Murray. But yesterday, it was time to speak again for the general manager introducing some players. We were there. I think Caleb was there getting all the sound. And he talked about a couple of huge moves, Luke Kennard being one of them and Nickeil Alexander-Walker being another in terms of free agents and how you make the decision on who you're trying to bring to Atlanta.
When we look at our free agents, honestly, it's like, it's a year-long study, if not longer. Like, we've been watching these guys for a long period of time, and we identified people in terms of, like, their fits within, do the intel, do the stuff that's, like, beyond the court, like scouting and analytically how they fit within everything. So taking those three things, you're just a perfect
Yeah, that's a really loud basketball. But what he's basically saying is,
of the basketball.
Yeah, no, so we'll have to see the second cut. But he basically said they've been looking at these guys for well over, it's not one season, for seasons. You know, the reason you interview when you pick 20th, you interview the fifth or sixth player in the draft is because guys have long careers. They play in multiple teams. So you may have gotten something out of an interview with a guy you know you couldn't draft, but then it comes around that he's in his free agent year. That certainly happened with the two guys they got, Luke Kennard, Nickeil Walker. Porzingis also absolutely the talk of hoops. Let me see if you can get this at all, because he does talk about Porzingis, and they're like, bro, that's a big investment in a guy that is injury prone is the first thing you think of.
I just think Kristaps' archetype is so unique in this league, and we're very confident with our performance staff and very confident with him and his health. Like, we don't have any worries or issues there. I just think from a player standpoint, he is very, very dynamic and offers something that Atlanta really hasn't seen before.
I just reposted 2.5 minute Porzingis highlights. Did you watch any of that? Probably not. The reason, of course, he's injury prone. I mean, I don't care how many medical staffs look at him. You could have the finest doctors in the world. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to say his last 8 years of being injured on and off don't matter. You know, you can't lay hands on someone, right? Isn't that the expression? And say you're cured, right? But the upside, and this is what everybody listening needs to understand, and go look at the 2.5 minute video when I wrote, I love that he's on our team, Porzingis. His upside is so friggin' high, dude, because his game is just ridiculous. A 7'1" guy drilling 40% from three, who is unguardable on the post against most guys, who is just athletic as hell. And, you know, he is, before there was Wembanyama, this is the unicorn. Nobody's ever been
and
like him.
Didn't give up anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. Terrence Mann and Georges Niang.
Okay.
Right.
You didn't mortgage the farm. To your point, if he plays half the season, right. You're still winning.
Exactly. His upside is way too high. What's the gamble? You didn't trade Dyson Daniels or Ricochet, right? You traded two journeymen and guys whose contract expiring contracts, you know, good contracts to get rid of, actually. When you have a guy like Porzingis on the roster, if he gives you 50 games, and even if he's out and it doesn't work out, he didn't play for Boston in a bunch of games. They were like, that guy was awesome. We loved everything about it. I think he averaged like 24 or 25 a game 3 years ago when he was in Washington. That's why the Celtics are like, we'll take a chance, 25 a game. Dynamic player. Let's see if Nikhil Walker.
Let's see if he's dribbling while he's talking.
Yeah, let's see if this is any better. He did talk about playing for Quinn Snyder, like he did in Utah briefly, and how Quinn has said, you got to get out of your comfort zone.
I think Quinn is a basketball mind, and you see his gears turn when he thinks the game, when he talks about the game, the passion that he has towards it. Which is exciting for me because I want to get better. I want to improve, and offensively and defensively. And I feel like he has set that runway for me to really try to take off and to grow as a player.
I can see
why they get along.
What, just
they sound alike.
Well,
Let me talk about this. He's just a low key dude. That's what I mean. So is Quinn. Their vibe is similar.
Here is one thing he did say. I want you to hear this, and we're going to play more. And it's a lot of NBA for you. He was thinking about who could sign him. He's a free agent. He only averages 9 a game, but he is a big-time playoff-type guy because of his defense, because of his ability to come off the bench and do so many things. I mean, he's a championship-type guy that you want on your team, a glue, if you will. Poor man's Drew Holiday, almost. He said he played the Hawks twice. He didn't play well against them, and he's like, oh, scratch them off the list. Like, they're not going to be a team that looks at me after the way I just played against them both times last year.
When I look back in the season, I was like, man, I never really played great against Atlanta, you know? So you always wonder, like, what teams have that perception of you and what they're really thinking of you. But obviously it's an 82-game season, so, you know, that means they watch more than just those two games. And it feels great, honestly.
When you sign a guy,
if Quinn was with him for 16 games, he know exactly the DNA.
You sign a guy for 60-something million, you're watching every minute of 80 games. So I'm excited.
So the answer to the guy that said it, Joey Dees, who's going to have a better season? You said the Atlanta Hawks.
How do you know that?
I'm asking
you. Yeah, I said I think the Hawks are in really great place. I think the Hawks are a top four team in the East. I think the Hawks, if Jalen Johnson is an all-star player, they're friggin' loaded. They just did a thing of best tandems in the league, 1-2 punches in the East. I think Trae Young and Porzingis came up extremely high. That's Trae Young and Porzingis. Forget about Jalen. Forget about Dyson. Forget about, you know, Ricochet's still young. But, like, there's a lot there. But Jalen Johnson, I just hope that, you know, every minute that we're on the air, he's...
And talk about staying healthy.
Right. He's shooting a three and he's working on with a trainer, right?
Yep.
This is Jalen Johnson's chance, man. If he is a force, they got the right coach. I don't know. I'm excited, but... Whatever, I'm an NBA guy, you know that. And anyway, listen.
Well, it's great for our city if the Hawks are kicking it.
Oh, my God, how fun will this be?
So much fun.
How fun will this be this fall? So Sandra's on a hot streak. I'm not going to lie to you. And it's hard because it's my birthday. It's supposed to be about me. It's supposed to be about me, but it's about the queen. We had a conversation yesterday, and she's like, wait till 9:40 today. I'm going to give it to you. We're going to give her that chance. Stick around 6 minutes. Sports Radio 929. And it wanna be a paperback. 941, the number one song in America the week that I was born.
The day, July 9th, 1966, Billboard's number one song was Paperback Writer with the Beatles.
That's a great Beatles song.
It really is.
It translates 60 years later. Part of what we're doing today is guests looking at, it's my birthday, I get to be in the air.
Yeah, let's celebrate a little bit. Can you remember your most favorite birthday party growing up? when you were little?
Well, like when I was little.
Do you remember a theme? Mm-hmm. I don't mean your bar mitzvah. I mean like your birthday party of like or a present. You're like, oh my God, I got the greatest G.I. Joe. Or something.
You know,
like
I always
that.
Ask people that same question. I don't. Yeah, Red Sox tickets.
Oh yeah.
Like my when I was like 8 or 9. So my parents weren't sports fans. We certainly didn't have season tickets. You know, I was having other people take me to games, and I was obsessed with Fenway Park and anything. And I think it was under my pillow. And remember, you get those old school tickets. I still picture them. The red rim. It was Red Sox versus Rangers, and it was like a date in August. So I had 5 weeks to get excited about it. But, yeah, game tickets from a dad that was not a sports fan, right, but knew he was going to take me, and the hard, you know, tickets, that was – and I was probably 9 or 10.
That's awesome.
You know, I had a couple of great parties. We had a 40th party at my house a long time ago, obviously. And let's just say Kimberly and I – do we have any kids? So I was 40. Yeah, maybe. But somebody must have taken them away for the night. because we had the early party that ended at 11:30 in the backyard, right?
So fun.
Which was matched by one of the most inappropriate toasts ever by two of my buddies. That, just to say, some of my business associates in Atlanta are like, who are those hoodlums? And then Kimberly set up a red velvet rope, kind of as a joke. And then we have a basement that was unfinished. So, like, if you're on the B team, you left at 11:15, 11:30. But the A team was told, stick around. You got the red rope that leads in our house down to the basement.
Yep.
And we played that out. And then a DJ came in and played from midnight till, let's just say my mom got up for her walk at 4:44 a.m. and ran into my buddy Evan, who has stumbled upstairs. And she's just like, how many are left down there?
That's great.
Right?
That's fun. Good.
Yeah, it was fun. It was, you know.
Are you planning your big 60th?
A little bit. There's a little conversation about it, but let's not get into that right now.
Okay.
All right?
Wow.
You got too many. No, we have too many other things.
Okay.
But there's some rumors.
I want to say before we move on quickly from that conversation that you had with Joey D's, like, who's going to have the better season? So, my husband and I were watching this stuff last night. I was like, how in the world did we finish 8-9? Because, you know, they take you to 6-3, and it's we're feeling good, Falcon fans, through two episodes of a quarter.
Can I ask you one question? How did the Kirk Cousins comeback in Philly look? Did they
sick.
Right?
Sick.
I mean, that was that was one of the greatest moments.
Maybe that's where the music was. I'm so sorry. Right. So he's in Monday Night Football in Philadelphia, and a Won't Back Down comes on, and he goes, that's my song.
I think they play that song in Philly on every game.
Oh, it was so good. It was chill bump moment,
y'all.
He was
singing it out loud, and it was one of his favorite songs and whatever.
Yep. And they do not show the Saquon drop. They don't show that part. They just show Falcons come back and that sick catch. And it was
It's one of the greatest wins in Kirk Cousins' career, if not the greatest. Mm-hmm. No timeouts. 97 yard is on national TV for a brand new football team that was 0-1, and he goes right down the field.
I will tell you, Steak and Bo, I know you heard this. If he mentioned we have too many motions, he must have mentioned it 10 times. Why are all these motions? Why are we motioning? Why are we all moving? So that two minute drill, he's like, this is my wheelhouse. It's go time. And you saw dart after dart. Do you guys remember that drive? It was sick.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I was like,
the Drake London throw, he catches it right up here in that corner of the end zone.
Oh, my God, it was so perfect. Yeah. Yes. So, anywho. We're excited about this season and Michael Penix and all that's the line in Vegas, which Vegas knows a little something.
Yeah, they know better.
Y'all, the win total for Vegas is 7.5. Are we feeling a false sense of fabulous?
Always.
Okay, so the last five
seasons.
If they
go 8-9, you win. If you go 8-9, and if you go 8-9, not many people will have jobs here.
I totally agree.
Like 8-9, you win your bet and you lose everybody else because everything you have done, Arthur Blank, who has to deal with watching this documentary unravel for the Falcons. And he's got another shot. He's how old? 82 years old?
Yeah. He'll be 83 in
September. Like you pick top five how many years in a row? So you got Kyle and you got Drake and you got Bijan, then you got Penix at 8. And now you got these two first rounders. We have no first rounder next year, right?
That's right.
You mortgage the future on that one, right? These guys' contracts are going to be coming up. You wanted a new D coordinator. We gave you that. You want to keep your, like, this is all you wanted. So here it goes. Like, are the pieces finally here? And Vegas is saying not really.
Well, if you go back to 2020, which is what Stake was saying, Vegas looks at what we've done from a 4-12 year in 2020, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 8-9. And it's 7.5.
Yeah, I mean, back of the baseball card don't lie. You've heard that, right?
Yeah.
But that's not really fair because the NFL is built for you to be able to turn it around. If you're really bad, you pick at the top of the draft. If you have young players, you're not paying them as much. If you have a young quarterback, you don't have to pay him $60 million if he's on a rookie deal. I mean, the league is built that it's hard to stay great for long, but it's easier to go from bad to better and then really good because you load up on draft picks, you have more cap space, your best players, if they're high in the draft, you're not paying that much. The biggest thing is the quarterback. If Michael Penix is only making what the number 8 pick makes, because, by the way, if he's good, you're going to be paying him, I don't know, $60, $50 million in a couple of years?
Yeah.
So, I listen, I'm bullish on him. I know why Vegas says it. Vegas's job, Sandra, is to go by the public, right? And let's just say that they're not worried at the Mirage or the Wynn sportsbook that there's going to be a rush on Falcons overs, right? That's not what people think. So there's going to the Cowboy number will always be a little bit higher because they know they're going to get, they need money the other way, and people always want to bet over on the Cowboys. And they want to bet over on the 49ers because you're out in Vegas. Where the Falcons, they're like, you know.
And last year it was 8.5.
Last year it was.
Last year, and well, I bet
Kirk
the
Cousins.
Over.
Yeah,
and
Kirk
we're
Cousins
6-3, and I'm ready to spend that money.
Oh my God, I know.
And
so,
then a funny thing happened on the way.
And by the way, the Hawks over under. We looked at it, Drew and I, on Monday. I think the over under is 46, which means they're projected to be 10 games over 500, 46-36, which is top four in the
okay.
And it jumped up big time. I think it's. I would say in the Eastern Conference, we can take a look. They're probably third or fourth in the East, probably fourth in the Eastern Conference. Everybody, by the way, Paolo Banchero, everybody's talking about Orlando as well. But the Pacers don't have their best player. The Celtics don't have their best player, and they're on a fire sale. You know, the Knicks.
All eyes on Milwaukee and what they do with Giannis.
Yeah, and Knicks got turned down by everybody, ended up with Mike Brown. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. So, I don't know, man. It's going to be a lot of fun to see those two teams in particular, especially with what the Braves are struggling with. Are we ready finally? Even though it's supposed to be, you know, play my music and talk about my parties. But Sandra is living her best life, man. Living her best life. SEC Media Days coming up in a few days. Sandra got on a rant yesterday. And I rightfully just, I was trying to mansplain her. Sandra, why do you care about quarterbacks at SEC Media Days? They're going to want veteran players. Gunnar Stockton.
Specifically, I'm like, Gunnar, why isn't Kirby? Well, I've heard he's a great leader.
I said, you're adorable, but he has never even started more than a game.
Yeah, you patted me on the head and I said, please go away.
Well, stop.
And by the way, even Rusty's like, yeah, they're not doing that.
Yeah,
a
Rusty
lot of the teams are not even bringing quarterbacks. And I was like,
We were on a text chain that I will say Rusty's the nicest guy in the world. He did mansplain you. I felt a little.
Y'all both tried, but y'all are cute. Y'all are precious as well.
So, do you have the list of who's coming to Atlanta?
I do. There are 16 teams in the SEC.
Okay.
11 of those are bringing their quarterbacks, one gentleman who is a junior at the University of Georgia.
Oh.
Gunnar Stockton.
Oh, I told you he wasn't coming.
Is, in fact, representing the Bulldogs, along with C.J. Allen and Dalen Everett.
All right.
Now, what I did not say on the air yesterday, I was like, Kirby is going to open up a can of worms for not bringing Gunner, because we're all going to say, is Ryan Puglisi the starting quarterback? Do we have a battle? Is this something we should bark up that tree? So the fact that he's bringing
that's
him
my one,
is 1 yeah. million.
I mean, I never heard a wavering that he wasn't going to be, but I said, hey, he hasn't been a leader long enough to warrant coming. You're like, what about Stetson Bennett? He came. I was like, oh, Sandy, stop it. Any other quarterbacks coming?
All the studs. A little guy by the name of, I don't know if y'all have heard of him, Arch Manning.
But we knew that. That's the one we knew.
They hadn't announced it yet. They didn't say. They said they got to bring him. Lenore Sellers, John Mateer from Oklahoma, Mississippi State's, Vanderbilt's Diego Pavia, Arch Manning, Austin Simmons from Ole Miss, Garrett Nussmeier. He's the second leading Heisman candidate odds.
Yeah, remember we interviewed his dad numerous times.
That's right.
He used to be, he's had all kinds of jobs, but he was the offensive coordinator at Michigan when we interviewed him, right?
He used to be at the University of Florida as well, I think. Jackson Arnold at Auburn, Talon Green at Arkansas. So again.
So like you said, they're going to bring quarterbacks. I said they don't have to bring him. And once again, you were right. I'm seeing just about. Every
there's 11 of the schools.
DJ Lagway, mm-hmm. you say him, yeah, he's coming.
Yep.
Yeah, well, so.
And let me tell you something. They can get a lot of this media stuff out of the way for these kids because when I tell you ESPN College Game Day, if you can recall seeing what's your favorite food and they ask the quarterback and they do these storylines that they will use throughout the entire season. So this really actually helps those kids not having to deal with media during the year.
The reason that Kirby – like bringing Brock Bowers is Brock Bowers hates it. And I don't even know if he brought him, but he'd stick him out there and go, you got to get used to this, man. I know all you want to do is play ball, that you have nothing to say. You're a workout machine. You're like built in a lab and you just want to play a game. But he said, I'm going to force him. Remember he said, I'm going to torture Brock Bowers and I'm going to make him have to go out there and deal with this. And that's part of it. You're in a room of 100 people peppering you with all kinds of stuff. And by the way, when you're the quarterback of an SEC team, so kudos to you for saying they should bring him. We said it's not going to happen, but Gunnar Stockton will be here next week, and we'll have access to him, I am quite sure, when we broadcast live throughout the week.
We'll be there all week, y'all, so make sure to tune in from 9 to 11. And Rusty himself, I mean, can you imagine what Rusty's going to walk
king.
Around like the mayor?
It's like me walking
sure.
into – It's it. Would you say more juice, Rusty Manziel – walking into the SEC Media Days or Steak walking into Goldberg's on Roswell Road.
Goldberg's, wow, those are equally
who
impressive.
Who has more?
The parting of the people.
Yeah, who has more juice?
The Jew walking into a Goldberg's the king of the redneck Riviera right now walking into the SEC.
Yeah,
I got to call
just think
it
about
maybe
it.
Even. This is impressive.
Even? That's even money?
That's probably
would Vegas
even money.
Have that as a pick'em?
Woo, that's a pick'em.
It's a pick'em?
Mm-hmm. All right. Pick'em. Pick your bagel flavor. There you go. Yeah, that's good.
All right, anything else?
Nothing important. You know what I thought was interesting is LSU is really the first university, especially big university, to come out and say, we're likely going to have cell patches on our uniforms. And I thought, wait, nobody's doing that yet. You've got to assume that that's a pretty big deal that's on the way. But I'd be remiss if I didn't say.
Well, listen, it's like when you have this $20 million budget, you have to fill every program. Josh Brooks announced there'll be a concert in Athens. Jay Batt did a whole thing. They let him speak at the Business of Sports Summit, even though he's in Michigan State. We should mention the new hire, by the way.
Yeah, Ryan Alpert, I was just about to get you. Georgia Tech won the day yesterday, including a Reese Davis tweet that went on and on and on about Ryan Alpert, who was the former Tennessee Senior Deputy Athletic Director. And this little note called the Chief Revenue Officer. When he was in charge of what essentially is the battery at Neyland Stadium, he was in charge of raising money for that project.
Yeah.
Is the
Matt
Daddy.
No, he's got to be a fundraiser. All that matters.
Yeah. 5-year contract.
Point being, Jay Batt talked about they're going to use every revenue stream possible. Remember the guy? He's the one that named the stadium at Georgia Tech in terms of a sponsorship deal. And, of course, concerts now. Josh Brooks said we'll have one in April, I believe,
of
next
year. April of 26, yeah. They were asking for suggestions on, I believe, Dog Nation or what concert.
I just want to mention LSU real quick because they're a fascinating team to look at with Nussmeier, right?
Yep.
Three of their first five games, they're at Clemson, maybe the best team in the nation. Week three, they host the Gators, who certainly have a lot to prove. And then week five, they are in Oxford, Mississippi against Lane Kiffin. We'll know a lot about LSU.
I wonder if they don't come out as strong, I wonder if this is Brian Kelly's he may be done.
I don't know them beating Clemson on the road, but
if they don't with a Heisman finalist,
Nussmeier.
Whatever he's supposed to be, Garrett Nussmeier, who's year five college football, he's like 24, whatever. Yeah. See ya.
Yeah.
BK.
That's a hell of a start to their season, man. Florida, they should be able to win it in Baton Rouge, but they got Ole Miss on the road and Clemson on the road. They got to win one of those two games, and that is not going to be easy. When we come back, why is our friend L. Duncan all about coming here and supporting the G, getting grief from Kirk Herbstreit, and does it bother you when your SportsCenter anchors are cheering outright the blasphemy? Sports Radio 929.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Ba 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 ba. Number one song, or number two song of 1966.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
It was tied for number one with a very depressing song about fighting and war. Yeah, so there you go. Green Berets.
The Green Berets had number one. This was also number one.
Yeah, it was tied for number one.
When I was born 59 years ago this year, 1966, that was the number one song, Cherish.
Will your kids and family get you gifts? Your mom call and get you gifts? And I know Dahlia's listening.
The gift they could give me is one. I'd like to see a gift from my daughter, actually, in Barcelona. She's in Barcelona. There's only one gift she can give me, is one less Lyft ride. That's what I'd like. I'm looking at, the amount. She's traveling all over the place,
yeah.
Right?
So is it way more expensive over there?
It's not just that. It's just the whole, like the thought that you're not going to be working your junior year. Like I'm looking at these her travails around Europe. The gift is going to be you're going to be bartending in Athens on weekends.
Right,
that's
right.
The gift. That's the gift of a girl off to college at Tulane, which, God bless, my alma mater. I mean, must be a hell of a place of what I'm paying for that school. And one at Georgia.
The Shapiro wing, you should donate to the Tulane wing.
No, I could have, if she didn't go to Tulane, I could actually buy a wing somewhere else, right? Because I'm going to be eating wings. That's it for the next 4 years. I can promise you, if I'm lucky, on the Instagram post. Anyways, thanks for celebrating. It's great to be here at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. And, you know, it's cliched. We've hit rock bottom. Things can't get any worse. But
yeah,
perhaps, well, we thought that. But when Ronald Acuña gets scratched from your lineup, and you're playing in a 13,000-seat minor league stadium, and you're playing a team that's 25 games under 500, and you're down 10-0 in the second inning, I would argue that perhaps you have reached critical mass on what a disastrous season it has been for the Atlanta Braves. What was the final last night? I think
it was 10-1.
10-1. Well, we got that.
Was an inside the park home run, which hasn't happened in 82 years for the Oakland A's. So there was that. And Didier couldn't get out of the first second inning.
Didier Sanchez.
Fuentes.
Oh, Fuentes, sorry. Didier Fuentes. He learned about airline travel from Sacramento to Atlanta because he's already back in Gwinnett, right?
He gone.
Right.
Yeah.
That's that experiment, I would say, did not exactly pull off. If you didn't hear, Acuña was scratched, which means he probably won't go in the home run derby, which was, by the way, the number one thing that I was looking forward to on this weekend.
And that hasn't been made official. So he said last night that he lifts weights before every single series, and he felt his back tweak. He got treatment during the entire game. Because why wouldn't he?
I mean, come on.
So if you're wondering how the inside the park grand slam happened with Stuart Fairchild and Eli White, Michael Harris is benched and Ronald Acuña is back getting treatment. He's scratched. So those two, it looked like the bad news Braves.
Did they fly the Gwinnett team out there? Because you just said Eli White and Fairchild were in the outfield yesterday. So 2015 began a pretty rough run for the Atlanta Braves. That was 10 years ago under Freddie Gonzalez, 67 and 95. So 28 games under 500. The following year, they were 68 and 93. That was 28 games. That was 25 games under 500. And then 2017, they were 72 and 90. So that's about 75 games under 500 for a three-season stretch. I think the Braves are going to push a record similar to that. And again, you cannot blame them for not being able to come out of a hole when you have A.J. Smith-Shawver, Ronaldo Lopez, Chris Sale, and
Spencer
Schwellenbach. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not supposed to start the guy you started last night. Bryce Elder is not supposed to be here pitching every fifth day. It's one of those years, man. Sports isn't easy. That's just the way it goes. So, listen, good for Bo that he's going to stay up like a lunatic until 1:30 in the morning. What time does your alarm go off in the morning? You got driving somebody to school? What's the deal?
So, not right now. Right now I get up at 6:30.
Right. So, maybe
6 hours of sleep is usually what I aim for. This is on a nightly basis.
Okay, so you're not going to get 6 hours if they're in a close game because this game starts
still
at 10.
Be over at 1.
Yeah, it's 5 hours.
It was over at 10:15 last night. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was over. It was over quick.
And then Jesse
Chavez.
Two home runs, one of which was a grand slam. You're like, you can't write this stuff. You cannot write this stuff.
So
they managed six hits against the A's.
Yeah, my interpretation of what's going to happen is it will be a dramatic offseason for the Atlanta Braves. I think Snell's say this has been a great run. I think the coaches, they have done Brian Snicker being the Braves Hall of Fame for sure, and he can ride off into the sunset as a 70-year-old man with 50 years in an organization and be the most beloved there is. But it's time to think about where we are after four seasons now removed from winning that World Series. That's what I think is going to happen, and we'll see how the rest of this season plays out. Now, I wish we had more young guys that we were trying to test. It's kind of the opposite. But again, you know, your farm system, you can't stay at the top all the time, not when you bring guys up, and you have homegrown talent as part of it as well. Let's talk about something else about homegrown talent. And Elle Duncan, who got her start at 790 The Zone 20 years ago, I guess it was, or 15, 20 years ago, has – then she did 11 Alive, and she did Ryan Cameron, mm-hmm. Hawk Sidelines, then went on to Nesson in Boston, and now has blown up as a massive ESPN anchor and done a great job. And she's always repping the G, right? Huge dog fan. She's a damn good dog. And she's always repping the Falcons, and she's always repping the ATL.
She's all things Atlanta, absolutely. You know, makes no bones about it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch her tweak other guys. I think, you know, and there's another, I think... the one she has a great chemistry with, it's not Matthew, Barry.
Barry, who does the, I think he does college football a ton. Also, Dan Orlovsky and her are
yeah,
really
they have a
tight.
Great time. So, yeah. Kirk Herbstreit, who is just not the
Matthew Barry.
He's not the same guy that he was. He just can't help himself, decides, I've got to just throw a little sling and arrow towards our friend Elle Duncan.
You watch SportsCenter, and you know Elle Duncan is sitting there cheering for Georgia.
She's
you know,
Georgia, yeah,
openly
yeah,
cheering. Yeah. So I'm not a fan of that personally, but I think it hurts your credibility when that team is playing other teams. Fans are looking at you like you know.
So what if they are?
You know what hurts? You know what hurts your credibility when you have a dog that's sitting on the set when you're making picks. And you're in Knoxville, Tennessee. I don't understand it. I don't know why he's not embarrassed that he's the only person in television history that decided I have to have my dog. Why? Because I'm the big swinging Johnson in the you know ecosystem of ESPN. It's always been weird to me. I think the dog's super cute. You know, I when I say angry, I'm not angry. I'm not even really irritated. It's just not something you do. You don't just get and it was the dog before that passed supposedly had cancer and was
sake, his name was Ben. Please,
sorry.
Please remember.
Ben was a what are they called? When he takes care of the people that are stressed out.
Service dog.
Service dog, thank mm-hmm. you. So Ben passed and now there's another dog. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's sitting there talking about credibility. I mean, just stop it.
Well, the conversation, which was on this Net Positive podcast with John Chris, they started in on, you know, the Ohio State fans coming after. He feels like when he's calling a game, he can't say the we and all that. And then the other John Chris brought up, well, Scott Van Pelt openly roots for Maryland and everything Maryland. Pat McAfee openly roots for West Virginia. Like, aren't you just being true to yourself? You're not fooling anybody. Like, I always say to you, Steak, and you're like, well, I don't want... You are from Boston. Embrace it. John Kincaid, our dear friend, he let everybody know he's an Eagles fan. I feel like it's almost stop faking it. Let's, you know, die hard.
But I got a few things to say about that. First of all...
Let me tell you Elle's reaction. Okay, you want that first? On Twitter only, she said, didn't have this on my bingo card for today, but my fandom doesn't impact in any way what or how we talk about teams on the air ever. I just bark, ? She has it in caps. Also, whispers. I'm not the only one. Why did I get singled out?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's the definition of, what is it? What's the term the kids use? Random sling, or what did Bobby say?
Oh, the strays.
Yeah,
strays.
I got hit with a stray. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm young. I'll let you know this.
Thank
young
you. No,
stuff.
You're so hip.
So,
like, why is she getting hit with a stray? The only people that get called into question are Reggie Miller calling a Pacers game against the Knicks on TNT because the next game Reggie Miller is going to be wearing a Pacer jersey on the front row. And by the way, I heard Reggie Miller call numerous Pacer games and did a fabulous job. I've heard John Smoltz call numerous Braves games and do a fabulous job. Jeff Francoeur did the same thing on a national level. Those are the ones that question because everybody's listening to the three-hour broadcast and they don't want to feel like the guy that's supposed to be impartial in calling the game because it's a national game. Of course we want our guys, Brandon Godden, you know, and
CJ
and whatever it is.
Wiley?
Any of those guys. So And by the way, most of them, all of them do a great job, and they get more heat from the home crowd that they're rooting this because they say, now you're overcompensating.
Yeah, David Pollack gets called out for being too critical.
So Herb Street is calling games. If she's on set and just did a highlight and goes, go Dawgs, hoo, 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 you think anybody cares that he needed to bring that up? Nobody. It's funny.
And
it's entertaining.
Why are we turning into ESPN for this sports journalism?
Journalism. Well, it depends.
It's entertainment.
No, it Herb Street's job is to call a game not like a fan nationally. No, I mean nationally. Your job is not John Smoltz to be calling Braves games and rooting and saying us or we. I totally get that. I wouldn't want to watch somebody calling a Hawks game that I know, you know, played for the Knicks. And he's rooting outwardly. And Mike, by the way, Mike Breen does the Knicks games.
Right.
Do you even know that he's the voice of the Knicks?
Never.
No. Because he's great at his job because he's a journalist.
Journalist!
When we come back, the greatest run in movie history, the greatest heater, shares the same birthday as me. We'll do that. Beyonce's coming to town. And the anniversary of one of the worst decisions in sports history, we'll play that for you as well. She's Sandra. I'm Steak. It's the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Beyonce rolling through town. Four nights.
Sick.
Now, Jay-Z made a couple of appearances in the past.
He only once at Paris. Only
in
once.
Paris.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we should not anticipate that. But we should anticipate some Atlanta performers maybe or not. I don't know. I think so.
I think everything's on the table. Being here four nights, and yeah. She closes it out, her American side here. I'm going to double check that. So it's Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah, I would imagine there's some folks that are going to go multiple times, maybe want to mix it up and bring some folks out there. But that's a big deal. The All-Star Game coming up, that's a big deal as well.
Bunch of pop-up bars and stuff. From what I understand, yeah, they held the whole Beyonce cowboy and the fashion and everybody dressing up. It's going to be sick.
What's the attire for a current Beyonce? Do you go
cowgirl glamour? That's what they're calling it.
I don't know if I have that in my closet.
You do, girlfriend.
Do I have cowgirl glamour?
Yes, glamour.
I'm going to have to attract. Joe, do you have that in your repertoire? Just wondering. Joe Patrick is here. He's working on something, though. Like, Joe, do you have cowgirl glam in your closet to wear to Beyonce, or that's not part of your repertoire? No.
Y'all like a girl in dressed
can't hear,
up, though.
We can't hear. We got to turn his mic on.
Sandra seemed very disappointed when she came in and asked Bo and I if we were going to Beyonce.
Here was the reaction.
Blank
no.
stares.
No.
Like, yeah. these guys here, they're not going to get out of their a brand. That's off-brand for them. You know what I mean?
I got to polish my toes that evening, I think.
Joe, what would make excite? What show coming through town would you be most excited about where you would have given Sandra a much more enthusiastic response?
So kind of timely here, Oasis. Have you seen Oasis is on this new
God.
Tour?
The one band you
again.
Thought that would never, ever, ever get back together. The most hate, the hatred in that band, and they're back on tour.
They sound great, too. If you see any of the clips that are going around on Twitter, they sound amazing. And it's funny. I've seen people joke, you know, they've got tickets for later in the tour. They're just crossing their fingers and they stay together long enough.
Right. So true.
It's like the Eagles, dude. I was talking about folks that help manage the Eagles coming to town. And I don't know if I think they had their own planes. Certainly had their own dressing rooms.
I think it's sad because there are more bands and teams that don't speak to each other than we probably want to know.
No, yeah, I think we do know. Black Crowes, they had to do it because they weren't relevant, and the Robinson Brothers are like got rid of the entire band and said, they're just us two.
I think the one that we will never, ever, ever see together is Daryl Hall and John Oates.
You know, Daryl Hall. No, who's the blonde guy? That's John
Daryl
Oates?
Daryl Hall is the blonde.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. He's coming in town. Next few weeks. And it's like, Daryl Hall, you hear him playing his hits. It's like, you're missing something. The ones who...
Yeah, I got to tell you, I saw him by himself, and I didn't miss a thing. He was phenomenal. He was really,
that's
really good.
That's what he
good.
Wants to hear, for sure.
Yeah, he's listening. By the way, just let me correct. Beyonce does go to Vegas. She stops on the 14th here, and then she's two nights in Vegas on the 25th and 26th.
Simon and Garfunkel. Art Garfunkel hates Simon so much. I think they're both still alive. Is Art Garfunkel? I mean, like that. That I'm also they're 90, so that's
there's that.
You don't want to see that. All right, let's do a belly up. Where do you want to start with the 12 years? It was how many years ago was LeBron?
LeBron was 15 years ago yesterday, I believe. So
the anniversary of one of the all-time worst decisions was the decision, which was in LeBron James.
And Jim Gray, believe it or not, 15 years ago yesterday.
It was
July 8th.
Orchestrated by LeBron's people about where he was going to go with his free agency. And the conversation was, let's turn this into a television special, of which basically took his hometown of Cleveland and, you know, disrespected them at the highest level when he announced that he's taking his services to Miami. So that was 15 years ago.
Yeah. So, and as we watched the video this morning, I was like, you got to be kidding me that Jim Gray did like 13 minutes before.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
That was the conclusion.
Okay, okay.
He looks so nervous, y'all. Go back and look at that today on YouTube because he looks so different.
He thought because he went to a local Y, it would be better. And it would, you know, take
that's
away.
That's perfect that he went to a Y because that's what we were all saying. Why?
Why
is this?
Hey, real quick, a couple of quick things. TSA news, big news.
Biggest news ever.
Don't have to take those shoes off no more. If you're just, all that means is if you go through security at Hartsfield, they are not going to slow you down by taking your shoes off. First time in 20 years that has been announced.
That's exactly right. So this morning was the first thing that was probably a surprise to most people. Can I tell you it was the second story on Good Morning America?
Yeah,
national news.
A lot of people. So, yeah. Meanwhile, looking at July 9, I share a birthday with some folks, famous and infamous. Infamous was O.J. Simpson on July 9th. But then Tom Hanks, which I'm proud of, also born on July 9th. Tom Hanks had the greatest heater in the history of film. In the 90s with, do you know the lineup of the 90s?
No, I want to hear. I heard you working on this.
1992, he starts with this one, League of Their Own.
Now you start using your head. That's that love that's 3 feet above your ass.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
All right, that just started at 93. Go Sleepless in Seattle. Him and Meg Ryan team up for that one.
Good.
Then he wins the Oscar for this.
I was bruised and battered. I couldn't tell what I felt.
Denzel Washington and Tom Hanks. So that really gets things cooking in 93. 94, Forrest Gump, one of the most beloved films of all time. 95, Apollo 13, absolute masterpiece of filmmaking. And then, of course, maybe the greatest animated film in history, or most popular. Toy Story, just phenomenal piece of filmmaking. He plays Woody, correct?
The best, yes.
So 94... goes Gump, 95, Apollo 13, and Toy Story. 96, one of the most underrated Tom Hanks films of all time, right? That Thing You Do.
So cute,
he plays the manager, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's not 98, maybe the finest filmmaking in history, Saving Private Ryan. Then he counters that with You've Got Mail. And in 99, Toy Story 2, phenomenal sequel, and then he ends the decade with Green Mile, the Stephen King book. That's just a 10-year stretch of Oscars, best pictures, best animation, that whole thing.
That was tremendous, yeah.
Yeah,
really
so
good.
Tom Hanks, the greatest heater of all time. When we come back, we'll play some Three Strikes, big game of the night, and what else we need to do to wrap it up on a Wednesday morning.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Steak and Sandra on a Wednesday morning on the biggest, baddest sports talk radio station. Follow us on Instagram. I'll have a brand new food video of sorts up there. I got to get back on the horse. I can eat some new
No, just have a big birthday celebration. Tell us where you're going to have your lunch and your
dinner.
People
don't want to see that.
Yes,
though.
They do.
They just want to see me eating a Cuban sandwich in Jonesboro. You know what I mean? The more off the beaten path I go is when I get hundreds of thousands. When I go to Buckhead and eat like a great sandwich, they're like, dude, that's so boring. That's so, what does my son say? You're basic, what character is it?
An NPC, a non-playable character.
Who taught you that term? You don't have any kids, do you?
No, I don't. Where did I learn that term?
When Bobby was here
playing.
That's
a great question.
Bobby dropped that on steak so hard on his head. You're an NPC, and I was like, what was that?
I think he was talking about the cologne I wear or something, because he's way into that. So he's just like, Dad, you're basic. You're like an NPC. I was like, what? Non-playable character. But thank you for the birthday wishes. What's the rule on Facebook when hundreds of people say happy birthday? You don't have to respond to all those people, right?
I don't, but it's just
you
sweet.
Do the thing
like,
after.
So nice. Like so nice. Greatest. The greatest thing in social media when folks are doing that.
I know, but you don't have
what
to.
What do you think, Bo?
I respond to all the ones that weren't a copy-paste.
Okay.
Because you can tell those. Facebook will be like, hey, you want to post something on their timeline? Then you just go and you paste, and it's like, happy birthday, exclamation Aww. Point. They don't have like a fireworks and something. It was just completely generic. You didn't know it was my birthday.
Aww. Should I do like, hey, it's my birthday. I just want to take this chance to let all of y'all's talk about what you love about me the most. Like, what's the, like, what are my best qualities?
Yeah.
And go ahead. No, just let them go and just be like, and that way they have to, you know.
Tell me how awesome I am. Yeah. Yeah.
What is it? What's the, what do you, how blessed do you feel to even
know
me?
Yeah.
Right?
There you go. Say that.
Like, how big a highlight was it? How big a highlight was it when I agreed to be a friend of yours on Facebook?
And it's
just
so true.
And just tell me, and then elaborate in a few sentences.
Yeah.
You know, I think that'd be really perfect. So, anyways, is what were we just talking about as we came back here? Playing. Oh,
NPC.
Well, we were talking about who gets categorized as an NPC. Braves. Braves are.
Over. It's over.
No. Braves have some guys in the lineup that are NPC, not playable characters, right? I mean, where do I begin? Alex Verdugo?
He gone.
Yeah. He's an NPCer.
Yeah, an NPC is a classic like guy you pick up in baseball and send back down, and sometimes they don't even play while you put him on the roster.
I love how everyone was like, he hit lightning in a bottle again, Anthopoulos, with this Alex Verdugo. I mean, look at him, dude. They pulled him. He had like one good week, right? Is he gone for real? I didn't know that.
Yeah, DFA'd.
Is that when I was gone?
Yeah.
That happened last week or something?
Do you want to have a moment of silence for Alex Verdugo and our love for him for 4 days?
Who did you say the outfield was?
That was around when Acuna came up. So it's been about a month.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I try not to follow it that closely. When
Stuart Fairchild and Eli White. And don't even go watch that play, y'all, which is why they're not even the game of the night. It's over, Braves. It's not. You're not the
Serious?
Game of the night.
They don't even get game of the night?
Not even. Golden State. At Indiana. What? Why? Because Caitlin Clark is back today. That's a nooner, y'all, on NBA
hey
TV.
Now.
Thanks, John Foy.
I will say, if you're going to do a game of the night, what's happening at Wimbledon, and we got a lot of
this
tennis.
This Ben Shelton.
What's the score in this set right now? Can you see
they
that?
They are tied 1-1 in the first set. They are running late.
Who's playing today? Djokovic is playing.
Djokovic is going afterwards, but I don't know if that one started yet.
Dude,
this one's
the American
late.
Tennis, Taylor Fritz. Shelton right here.
Do you
here.
Know that Shelton's dating Trinity Rodman
yes.
of the USA soccer
yes.
team? She is cute as a bug in a rug.
I did not know that. That's
yeah. yep.
Well,
that's what I bring to the table.
Dude, his post-tennis when he got his sister works at Morgan Stanley, yep. said she needs to fly back. She's my good luck charm, but she doesn't have the time off. And he goes, Morgan Stanley. Yeah, Morgan Stanley's where she works. That was so good.
Yeah.
That was so good. All right, you want my three strikes?
Yes.
That's really good, too. This is my...
Hey, our 10 o'clock hour is always brought to you by WiseGuysProWash.com. Thanks, Wise Guys.
Famous person you share a birthday with. A famous person you share a birthday with. The one store you would tell your wife or kids to go shop at for your birthday.
That's good.
If you just said, just go here, get me something. How many guys think would say Home Depot? Do you think...
For you?
What?
Zero.
There's plenty of things at Home Depot that I love and I would absolutely support.
Name one
Please don't.
Thing at Home Depot.
I love
that
the plant
you would
section.
Love.
I love the plant section. What? Stop. Power drills.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Power drills. Lumber.
Like I'll tell you,
I like
last
the lumber.
Great Jewish carpenter was Jesus, and it went downhill from there. So
right, the one store you would tell, I love everything about Home Depot, especially
yeah,
all mm-hmm. the associates in town here
yeah.
who listen. So. The HD wins. The one store you would tell your wife or kids to go shop to. And great actor, bad movie. Great actor, bad movie. So we were giving Tom Hanks all the love for the 90s. I don't know if you guys have any over there.
Yeah, someone mentioned Big, too. A caller wanted to make sure that movie got some credit.
Okay.
This is not in relation to your question. Yeah, I'm trying to think of...
I can't give Big credit if my category was... His 90s run. That was the 80s. So I understand. I love Big. That might be my favorite Tom Hanks movie. But sometimes they just don't follow the instructions is all I'm saying.
I didn't know that.
What do you think about, what was the, Well, Sylvester Stallone had a when did Stallone play a country singer? Was that Rhinestone? Not that he's a great actor, but was it him and Dolly Parton in Rhinestone?
That was a disaster. Yeah.
Tom Hanks had one. Oh, I'll give you the one
George
with Tom.
George Clooney, Leatherheads. Do you remember that?
Yeah, John Krasinski was in that as well, I believe. No, I'll give you one for Tom Hanks. I bet you don't even know this movie. Punchline. Him and Sally Field take up stand-up comedy.
Oh, no.
Remember that?
Yeah, they should have not done that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. De Niro's one they have is it Dirty Grandpa? Well, I mean, De Niro has thrown himself in some interesting places of late.
Hey, now.
So, including having a baby like in his 80s or something close.
That's right.
So, for De Niro, it's Dirty Grandpa is one of his.
That's right.
All right. Al Pacino was Jack and Jill. Do you even know that movie?
No, I've never heard of that one.
Okay. Have you heard of The Wicker Man with Nicolas Cage? Dude, that movie is so friggin' disturbing. Have you seen that movie, Bo?
I have. I didn't think it was the worst in the world.
No, I don't think... But really,
very strange.
Not a fun watch. Those women, and eventually they just, it's not a good finish for Nick Cage in that film. Let me just say, it does not go well. So, the famous person you share a birthday with, the story you would tell your wife or kids to go shop at for your birthday, get me something from there. Great actor, bad movie. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929.
Are you an Amazon gift card kind of guy? If somebody just emails you a gift card? You know the big Prime sales started yesterday.
Oh, started yesterday.
Started yesterday.
What were the big items that were cooking?
You know, spoiler alert, y'all. And I think I'm good at this. I don't think the sale's that great.
Wow.
If you need a sale on a TV, they're always on sale on a TV. I just think nothing's going to jump off the page at you, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know why you said spoiler alert. Like, because
I don't want to poo-poo at all. Like, if you're going to run to it, just do like 25% off is not a big deal to me. You better be coming with 50 and 60% off, or I'm not interested.
Wow.
Just Amazon, I'm talking to you.
Just like that. Right?
Jeff Bezos and your wedding.
Yeah, that was quite a function, too. Have I seen you since they were parading around in Venice?
Yeah.
That was a hell of a... People getting very fired up about it.
Yeah, I don't care one or the other. I'd like the clothes. I like to see all
the clothing. Like the fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly Tom Brady was spending time with... Who were the two people? Kardashian was there and Sydney Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. It's hard to be above that. But if he lends any time with Sydney Sweeney, just it ends.
I'm going to tell you right now, and Bo... Here's what's going to happen when you watch the Netflix quarterback. When you see Jared Goff's wife, you will say, "Sydney, who? This
Stop
is how
it.
Beautiful this girl is."
Bo,
she's in a bathing suit a lot in episode one.
Is he?
Yeah, you guys are gonna.
Dude, give me the rundown on her.
He has a pretty attractive wife. I don't know that I would put her on that level, though. Honestly,
she's good. I know what Sage likes. She's got a couple of massive personalities.
Looks like she may have had some stuff done.
Yeah.
May or may not have.
Just saying.
I don't know.
Sydney Sweeney, Tom Brady at that wedding. I mean, you want to be the GOAT? That'll just end it right there. So let me just say that.
Okay.
Let's do an extended three-strike, a birthday.
Yeah, and you guys wish take a birthday, too. You can do that, too.
They can do it. Listen,
tell them how much you love them. It makes us feel good. 404-726-0929.
Yeah, tell us about the Radio Hall of Fame. Ian Sandra did a bit yesterday. Guaranteed that it will never happen for either one of us, right? You were not nice yesterday.
I didn't even know. I'm not Sandra, being a jerk. I didn't know that
Georgia,
that existed.
Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. That would be a good
thing. I got four or five Emmys sitting on a desk. I don't know about radio awards. No. I'm just telling you what goes on. I didn't know. So.
All right, we got full lines.
Yay.
I'm very proud. Maybe it's like a birthday gift to me.
It is.
And I don't see any of the same. Well, I do see the pig owner, Tinker. He's there. Hey, Tito and coming. Tito, the famous.
Happy birthday, Steak.
Thank you so much, Tito. The famous person you share a birthday with.
Elizabeth Shu from Karate Kid.
She is a very attractive young lady.
Yes.
What was the film? He drinks himself to death? No, Cocktail, too.
cocktail.
Leaving Las Vegas. Hey, the one store you'd tell your wife to go shop at for you for your birthday.
Lids. I love hats. Any hat she can get me, I love all the
That's
hats.
That's a good call. I like that. Great actor, bad movie.
Denzel Washington, 2006, Deja Vu. I didn't understand the movie.
It was.
And he's amazing actor.
Are you from New Orleans?
No, I'm from New York, Connecticut. I met you before at Christopher's, Jay Christopher's.
Okay, great. Thank you, buddy. Hey, Chet in Douglasville. Chet, the famous person you share a birthday with.
Well, you'll be surprised. You'll love this steak. You. Today's my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Chet, happy birthday.
Good for you, buddy.
Happy and O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, O.J. and Tom Hanks. What are you doing for your birthday? You getting a meal?
I ran 7,400 meters this morning. I'm 74, and I run 100 meters for every year.
Oh, my God. What?
That's awesome.
Started doing that about 20 years ago.
That's awesome. Hey, the one store you tell someone to go shop for your birthday.
I'm easy. I'm a big Wally World fan, so Walmart is fine with me.
All right. And great actor, bad movie.
Oh, gosh, that's a hard one.
I'll give you, if you can't come up with it, Marlon Brando and Christopher Columbus.
I don't even know
that one, but thanks for the call. We'll go to Tinker in Kennesaw. Hey, Tinker, what's happening?
What's going on? Hey.
How you doing, buddy? Hey,
rock and rolling.
Famous person you share a birthday with?
Diane Lane.
The one store you'd tell somebody to go shop at for you?
The Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, it's a great store. Great actor, bad movie.
Samuel L. Jackson, Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah, that's a bad that's movie. Bad. Mother on that plane. Thank you. Hey, Brad in Villarica, the famous person you share a birthday with.
My famous Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba.
Oh, that's nice. The one store you tell your wife to go shop at for your birthday. Say, just run in there and get something.
Academy Sports.
Good, perfect.
It's great actor, bad movie.
I'm going to say that big movie. And by the way, happy birthday, Steakum. See you, Sandra.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Big was wonderful. He's saying it wasn't good?
Big is a perfect film. It's literally a perfect film. So, and the scene on the piano, and it was Penny Marshall that directed it, I believe. Or Gary
That's
Marshall.
That's right.
Gary Marshall.
That's right.
I don't know. Gary Marshall, I think, directed it. AP in Decatur, a famous person you share a birthday with, AP.
All right, good morning, good morning. Cal Ripken Jr., David Chappelle, and Reggie Miller.
That's a nice lineup. The one store you tell your wife to go shop at for your birthday?
I'm a polo guy, so I say Macy's or some pair of Jordans.
Yeah, like Foot Locker. So. Yep, Foot Locker, good call. Nike store, you get great there. Great actor, bad movie?
Eddie Murphy, Norbit.
Oh, he's got a few. Thanks, buddy. Josh and DeCule, a final word. Famous person you share a birthday with?
Jim Carrey, Ben Franklin, Muhammad Ali.
Wow. You may win. The one store you tell your wife go shop at for your birthday?
Costco.
And great actor, bad movie?
Everybody in this movie, it's a great lineup. Smoking Aces.
I never heard of that.
Is that with the dude?
Ryan Gosling, Ben Affleck.
Jeremy Penner?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not Jeremy Penner.
Star Trek, yeah.
Okay.
Bo had a good one, Will Smith and Wild Wild West. That was a terrible movie.
A remake of the TV show.
Yeah.
Not his moment. Thank you.
And not his worst moment.
No, it's not his worst moment. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for the birthday wishes. We're back Thursday.
Have a great, great, great day. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day. Bye.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.